about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and to take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, he didn't leave himself out. He knew he needed prayer. That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly and make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought. And I thought I'd preach just a few minutes on an ambassador in bonds. And an ambassador doesn't have the easiest of jobs. He's got a different language. He's got a different custom than what they're used to. He's got an entirely different land. And a lot of times they look different. They don't even think the same way. Eastern culture is a lot different than Western culture. And people think different than Africa than they do in China. And so Paul was an ambassador of Christ here, and he was in bonds. Help us, Lord, tonight. But can I tell you this much, that ambassador has an important job. I mean, real important. In fact, them Japanese ambassadors right before World War II, they were supposed to give the story and tell them, hey, we're at war. We're going to have a battle here. But they just delayed putting over their message, and they allowed them Japanese Zeros to come right in on the United States and destroy Pearl Harbor. And as they was bombing our people and killing our people, the ambassador came by and gave, amen, the declaration of war. Can I tell you, that is a sorry ambassador. And this world that we're living in is in conflict with God. And eventually, amen, we know that there's going to be a great day of the Lord, and there's going to be a reckoning day with the sinner man, and God is going to make things right. And so because of that, amen, He has sent His ambassadors, and we're ambassadors for Christ tonight. And we need to get the message out and tell people, amen, if they don't get right, there's going to be a king come with great power and great judgment. And if we're not ready, amen, if they're not ready, amen, they're going to fall out on the judgment side of things. I was over there in a motel not too long ago, my family and I, and where we was at, there was a bunch of construction going on next door. And I looked over there, and it said Hard Hat area. And I thought that church had been helping out over there. It was a construction area. And when you have construction area, you're going to have on some safety equipment. Ah, you think, well, I'll just come to church and just have me a good time. You better have your safety equipment on. Oh. You better have. He didn't issue us any hard hats, but He did give us in this same chapter, amen, the helmet of salvation, didn't He? Amen. He did not give us no steel-toed boots, but He told us to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. He didn't tell us, amen, to have no safety glasses on, but He did tell us to have that revelation eye salve. And tonight, amen, we're ambassadors, and a lot of times we get to telling the story too much. The enemy will try to put us into bonds. Amen. When we've got to have our equipment on, we're in a construction area. We're trying to build the house of God, a spiritual house for God tonight. Amen. And we got to be ambassadors in this world. We're procuring tonight, amen, material for the house of God. Hey, He didn't say we had to get the best. He didn't say let's find somebody that's got the pedigree tonight. But He said, whosoever will, let him come. And, you know, He takes, sometimes He takes the worst, amen, and makes the best out of it tonight. He'll take the twisted tonight, amen, and straighten it out and make something out of it. Amen. And tonight we're ambassadors for Christ. Amen. And Paul was in jail, but he didn't keep it from doing his duty. Huh? Well, I'm afraid sometimes some folks, every time they have a little hard trial, they forget what their job is. They forget what they're supposed to be doing. And they forget about being an ambassador, amen, just because their utility bill was $100 higher than it was supposed to be. Amen. They forget they're supposed to be an ambassador, amen, just because their children's having a little trouble. But tonight, He told us to endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. And we're going to have to be, amen, an ambassador even when we're in bonds tonight. The Bible tells us over here that He was in bonds when He was in the Philippian jail. The Bible tells me that they beat Him and they put Him in the stocks and He began to sing praises unto God. He didn't let it stop Him at all. He didn't even hinder Him nothing, Brother Sexton, but He just kept on a hollering. Amen. Just kept on praising God. And after a while, they found out who they had, and they understood who was there with them. Amen. And they said, well, you can go ahead and get on out of here. Said, oh, but we're Romans. We're Roman citizens. But one thing they didn't realize, that they had more than just a Roman citizen there. They had an ambassador for Christ. Amen. We find in that scripture, amen, that the Philippian jailer got in. Amen. We find out, amen, when he's on that boat, amen, he didn't quit being an ambassador, though the ship was going up and down. Amen. Paul was trying to get a word in edgewise, but the centurion believed the master of the ship more than he did Paul. Tonight, there's times when we've just got to wait on God and let the storm brew loud enough and strong enough, and they'll forget about the master of the ship, and they'll turn to another one that knows a higher power. Amen. Look for help from another area. Amen. An ambassador sometimes has to be patient to deliver the message. And sometimes you got to be patient. Amen. Thank God. Old Sister Debbie Hurst waited a long time to get Roger Hurst in church. Amen. Waited a long, long time. Amen. For her other boy to come in. Waited a long time on Matt. But praise God, she stayed in the gap. Amen. And waited a long time on Tommy to get in. But Tommy's in, and Tommy's wife, and Tommy's boy. Can I tell you tonight, if an ambassador spends a lot of time waiting, but he's on an important mission tonight, amen, and he's got to bide his time. It's just like the army. They say the army is hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. And sometimes in the army of God, being an ambassador tonight, we'll have times where we'll just have to hurry up and then wait. You ever been there? Thank Lord, hurry up and give me an answer. Well, we find there that the Lord of a vineyard, He lent it out to people that was to take care of it and give Him His part of the crop in due season. But the Bible tells us that when He sent someone from a far country,
to come and receive the part of the harvest that was his, the Bible, Christ, and we need to give him, amen, his harvest in due season tonight. Don't you want to do that tonight? Don't you want to be able to give Christ what's his? You want yours, don't you? Huh? You want yours, don't you? Well, I want to give Christ his tonight. I want to give him his time. I want to give him his my part of my heart that's his part. Amen. I want to give him everything. And I want to be that ambassador. Amen. That the Bible tells us to be. Don't you? I want to be there. It says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought. I don't know about you, but there's been times I was they labeled this one boxer the reluctant warrior. And sometimes I feel like I've been a reluctant. I hate to tell them just how close it is and just how, oh, but we've got to tell them tonight. Amen. We need to be plain spoken. One old timer said plain speech is easy understood. And tonight that's the way we need to be. And I wish I had a little bit more to say tonight, but can I tell you this much, that we need to be ambassadors, and we need to be even when we're in bonds tonight. Praise God. Amen. Well, I want y'all to be a praying for us. We're over there helping them at South Lebanon. You say, Brother Allen, you should know exactly what you should do. I don't know what I should do, and I need your prayers. Amen. And just pray that they need a pastor over there really bad. And pray that God will help them. And I believe he is helping them some. And pray that they get in shape, that they'll be ready for a pastor. And tonight, I tell you what, and I'm not just saying this because he's here, but we ought to really appreciate him. Really appreciate him. There ain't too many like that. Amen. I know we've got a lot of good men across the country, but they're not as easy found as what you think. And so we ought to pray. Hey, the church prayed for Paul, and I think we ought to pray for our pastors and our preachers tonight. Amen. Well, I guess I've said about all I know to say tonight. I had one message there I was going to go ahead and preach, but I said, well, I'll just go ahead and get what I was reading today. And so tonight, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Ambassadors, they work out. You know what the ambassador's job? They work out differences between countries. And tonight, can I tell you that we can help work out problems between people and God? We can tell them the solution, what they need to do. His surrender terms. They said that Ulysses S. Grant, they said that they asked what his terms was for surrender. He said unconditional surrender. And they nicknamed him Unconditional Surrender Grant. And tonight, I don't see where God will compromise with you to get your heart. God wants 100% unconditional surrender tonight before he'll, amen, go ahead and sign up the peace treaty with you. So let's pray tonight. Ask the Lord to give us a good meeting. Amen.